welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Dream Job McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the news that Roni Neumann is the new global marketing lead for G.I. Joe at Hasbro is Justin Nightmare Fuel Bell. So without further ado, and that's only because I said dream job for me, you get Nightmare Fuel. I hope you're okay with that.
That's fine. Yeah. So, you've called me worse.
It almost sounded like I was saying that Roni Neumann was Nightmare Fuel, but I'm not. No. I'm saying that you are. So just to make that clear to everyone. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this really cool news burst. Earlier today, Histank reported that Roni Neumann had updated her LinkedIn profile and changed her position at Hasbro to the global marketing lead for the G.I. Joe brand. Roni had previously worked on brands such as Baby Alive, Fur Real, Mr. Potato Head, and has now been put in charge of global marketing for the Joe brand, and her CV is pretty impressive to say the least. One thing that did stand out was that she was a lieutenant in the Israeli Defense Forces, where she, and I quote, commanded an elite unit of 120 soldiers performing tests and interviews for recruiting purposes. I mean, if that doesn't set you up for a brand like G.I. Joe, then nothing will. Justin, a new person at the helm, do you feel confident that Roni Neumann can lead the brand successfully from a marketing standpoint, considering she has a pretty impressive CV for Hasbro brands already?
Well, I mean, she's used to being in a hostile environment, so it's perfect for a JoeCon or something like that. So.
That is the most hostile environment.
An elite unit of 120 short. No, I mean, she's certainly got an impressive resume.
Yeah.
I mean, not only was she I'm not going to say lieutenant because...
That's what I say. You obviously say lieutenant, don't you?
Lieutenant, yeah. That aside, she was also, you know, an associate brand manager for Pampers. So I don't know how you go from Israeli Defense Force to diapers, but...
Amazing.
You know, and she went to MIT. So, I mean, you don't just kind of stumble along through IT, so she's obviously very smart, kind of knows her stuff, and you know, and I'm excited to see sort of what this means for the brand globally, because anytime there's, you know, attention to the global market, it's a good thing, because
yeah.
You know, obviously recently has been very regulated to, as Toys R Us exclusives, you know, to being only available in the U.S., and I know there's a very large non-U.S. contingent, including some, you know, some of those British dudes that tend to like the brand for whatever reason. real American hero, Chris.
It's not international heroes, is it?
But yeah, I mean, so G.I. Joe, obviously, especially in the 80s, had a very strong international presence, had toys in India and Europe and everywhere in between. So it'll be interesting to see how this spins out. And they certainly seem to be positioning Snake Eyes for that sort of global reach, you know, with sort of the Japanese influence and the martial arts stuff. So anyway, it's very cool. I like it.
One thing I would like to point out as well is what it says on her LinkedIn profile in terms of what she'll be doing on the brand. And it says, I'm overseeing the global business of the G.I. Joe brand. I lead a cross-functional team to define the strategies, develop product lines from concept to shelf, and design the global marketing plan. So, you know, kind of very, very similar to what Daryl was doing when he was at Hasbro.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if she went to MIT, I would imagine she's in the New England area. Cambridge, Massachusetts says right in her LinkedIn profile.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She probably works out of the Pawtucket office, I would guess, whereas previously I know a lot of the people that ran stuff for G.I. Joe were over on the West Coast. But
Yeah, that is an interesting one, isn't it? So, I mean, she's going to be out of the Rhode Island office, which is really cool, which is right around the corner from me.
Yeah.
But also,
as we mentioned in the previous news burst, you probably shouldn't be sneaking around there after dark.
She's
there in her, like, Israeli Defense Force uniform and kick your ass.
I would get Krav Maga'd off the property, no doubt. But what's really interesting as well was on that, coming back to the Israeli Defense Force position she had, head of the psychotechnical recruitment unit. I mean, she's psych out.
Oh, sounds like it. No kidding.
Tiger Force psych out at that as well.
She wears a lime green sweater to work every day.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
But no, that's brilliant. I'm kind of excited to see if she's going to be at Toy Fair as well. I imagine she would be at Toy Fair.
Yeah.
In which case, if we can get an interview with her on site, we'll definitely try to do that.
What you should do is get her for an interview and then test her reflexes. Like, take a swing and kind of see how quickly she breaks your arm. And
I don't really want to be injured. So we'll probably avoid that test.
That's probably a good idea.
But yeah, no, this is really cool, I think. And it'd be interesting to get like an idea from her as to, you know, what she wants to do with the brand, how she wants to market it and so on and so forth. I'm sure she'll be talking about this if she is at Toy Fair.
Yeah,
in any case.
Joke, but you know, honestly, this is good news and it's a good thing. And it's always interesting to see kind of new people at the helm and see what sort of strategies they bring to the table.
Big time. She said something really interesting in one of the other posts on LinkedIn, where she said, "I drove Baby Alive to become Hasbro's fastest growing brand in 2016 through initiating and performing a category pricing analysis that identified a white space opportunity." Which is, I'm like, okay, there's a lot of, you know, interesting thing. I think she's taken what she did in the Israeli Defense Forces psychotechnical unit and has applied it to the process of selling toys to people and has been very successful at it by the sounds of things.
Yeah, when not selling diapers to people anyway, she's selling toys to people.
Exactly.
So, you know, there was a period of time when my 10-year-old was like mesmerized by Baby Alive, so she's obviously done something right.
Yeah.
Baby Alive brand.
Again, another really cool bit of information, a great bit of news popping up as well. It seems to all happen when I'm incapable of doing a news burst about it, so thanks Hasbro and everyone else around for breaking all this news when I'm incapable of doing anything about it. Justin, thank you for jumping on, mate, and chatting about this really cool, important development in the G.I. Joe brand.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Always, isn't it? Hashtag my pleasure. That's going to be the name of our business.
Pleasure.
That's going to be the name of our business venture together, isn't it?
Hashtag pleasure. I'm all for it.
Sounds awful. Anyway, that's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Full Israeli Defense Force.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, that works. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.